Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
The Plan B Morning Show. All right, let's take a quick look at your forecast here, then we're going to get to sports. Hunter said he has a good sports story, so we'll wait and see.
Potentially could be good.
Today, cloudy, high of 50. Not too bad. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 32. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 57. Friday, partly sunny, high of 62. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. But wait, next week, by next week, Tuesday, we're looking at a high of 70.
Wow.
Dude,
that's perfect for everything being closed.
I don't want to jinx it, but I was hoping for a night. Like, that's actually on point for, like, it's a little warm, but it's, you know, for April. But, dude, if we can get just into spring and have a nice early spring and a nice long summer, I am going to be so happy. So we'll see. But anyway, I don't want to jinx it. So that's all I'm going to
talk about it.
I know.
Don't talk about it.
Shut up, Hunter. Shut up. Again. Quit talking. Shut up. I was the one talking about it, telling you to shut up.
Right.
Don't bring it up, Hunter, you moron. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzers. Speaking of it being 70 outside, what's better on a nice warm day after you mow the lawn than enjoying a nice Bud Light Seltzer? They got the variety pack you can check out. Oh, there you go. Nice. Anyway, check it out. All right, what do you got for us?
Highly suggest the black cherry. It's my favorite.
Delicious.
So listen to this, man. This is pretty crazy, and this would actually be pretty good news if we could pull this off, or if the NBA could pull this off. In hopes of squeezing in as many regular season games as possible, the NBA is exploring the possibility of having all teams together at one quarantine site, according to ESPN's Adrian. I'm going to call him Adrian W. because his last name is extremely long. This is what he says. Las Vegas has been a destination that has been discussed, built around the idea of literally perhaps using a casino, playing games in a potentially a ballroom with courts. Adrian said there are lots of different scenarios, almost all of which would be built around the idea of a return without fans in the stands.
So
they say the Thomas and Mack Center, located in University of Las Vegas's main campus, has hosted the NBA Summer League since 2004. The MGM Grand and Mandalay Bay are also served as basketball venues. So they could do it. I mean, they're talking about it. They're thinking about it.
So we could see this. Now, the only thing I could see being an issue is that I guess if everyone's good, if everyone's healthy and no one's in there sick, passing stuff around, I just feel like maybe they're asking for trouble. Because it wouldn't take long for, you know, and think about on the court. Think about on the even football field. There's bodily fluids everywhere. You know,
here's what I think will happen, though, which will make it, I think, acceptable. It's the NBA. All of the guys that are playing in the NBA are rich. You cannot step foot near that facility, outside, inside, not even near it if you test positive. Everybody is going to get tested. Coaches, athletic directors, ball boy, for God's sakes, is going to get tested. You're not going to let anybody in there with it.
Here's where I'm at, though. Do we need to be wasting tests, our limited resources, just to have basketball? And again, I'm playing devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I want sports. My dad and I were talking about this yesterday about the football season. I was like, Dad, they better not cancel the football season. We don't have many seasons with Aaron Rodgers left. And, you know, it's like, do you do a shorter season, you know, and everything?
To answer your question on that, I think they would say that we do not have a shortage of tests. The problem with the tests is they're so expensive. I think that the tests are plentiful. Just nobody can get them because they're just $3,000
a piece. The funny thing is, though, the tests aren't expensive. It's our terrible, horrible system that makes them expensive. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's where I'm at. So I would be on board if it was like, the general public can get tested too. We're doing fine there. Instead of just, you know, using resources just to have a basketball. And also, too, because I'm not a huge basketball fan, so it's kind of like whatever. Save them for the football season. I'd rather see that.
Just learning about this morning, I mean, knowing the NBA is one of the biggest associations in the world, right?
Yep.
I don't think they would dampen their name, dirty their name at all if they thought it was going to be sketchy or thought anything would. So I'm sure they're taking extreme precaution and in discussing this thoroughly before they even consider doing it. So I don't know.
It's interesting. It's interesting that it's being talked about. So we'll have to wait and see. But either way, anybody listening from the NFL, don't get rid of the NFL season, for God's sakes. For God's sakes.
They might push it back. They might just push it back.
That's fine. That's fine. Cut or make the season shorter. Just as long as we got football, I'll be all right. All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock.